Father God, I'm so thankful for your mercy, because I don't believe that I'm the best person for you to move through, but I feel my inadequacy. I'm not really what I should be, but you're more than, you help us. Father, I realize you're truly my strength. And I really don't understand, Heavenly Father, that how you do what you're doing, because I don't even know, I don't understand myself, but I know you do. And Father, I know that not one time that you've ever not helped me, and you're so ever faithful. And Father, I just praise you and glorify thy wonderful name. I'm so thankful that you're mindful for us. And Father, that when we seek you, sometimes after we seek you, you do great works within our hearts. And Father, I thank you for that time that I sought you for probably 7 years, possibly, or close to maybe over 7 years. And Father, you were so faithful. At the time, I didn't really see nothing happening, but I know that you touched my life in a very special way. And Father, I just pray for all people everywhere, like last night at that meeting, that all people receive that special touch from you this day. And Father, that's what it's all about, that I might share your love, that I might share what you wish for me to say, and I would say nothing in my own self, but you would see and work through me in a very special way, that your effort would not be fruitless in my life, but it would be fruitful, that there would be a harvest of souls, that lives will be changed through this internet, that people that do not know you this day and have known you, and yet they have feel like they haven't had no success in serving you, or little success, that this day that you might make it complete in everyone's heart and life, those that come to you in a very large way, in a very powerful way, in a very wonderful way. Father, we thank you for your great strength, your great anointing, that you break the yokes and the problems of doubt and fear, all the things that come upon mortal beings, and you take away those schisms that come against us, that we might have that heavenly sunshine, that heavenly power, that heavenly deliverance in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And Father, that how you gave your only Son as ransom, that we might have eternal life, that we might be saved from judgment day itself, those who do not have you and know you, that that's going to be a fearful and a troublesome time. But Father, help us to generate that love to those round about that we see, and we become that vessel of praise that can be used for your glory. That everywhere we go, that we offer people our love, we offer what's in our spirit, that our lives become a channel for you this day, that we just become as like a radio that picks up the tune or picks up the words. And Father, that's what I wish to be, only that one that reaches out and touches others, because what I have in me is no power, but you working through me becomes all powerful. And Father, I believe this is the same message basically for every mortal on earth, that you want to be with us. You want to strengthen us. You want to uphold us. You want to make us that we might be strong in the Lord and the power of your might, that we might put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For your word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing today. I pray that you touch your people afresh and anew, and we thank you for that wonderful power. Whatever the need here this day, I pray for sickness, for troubles, for aches, pains, whatever people have, whatever their need is. Father, I pray that you fulfill that need this day, bring healing to their bodies, bring strength to them, bring fulfillment to them, help them, to encourage them in a very large way, in a very special manner. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I think the Lord's not going to change his mind, and I was really, but I must start this off just in myself because the Lord wants it. But I truly believe that we're in a time, it's like a gas tank. You can say it's half full or half empty. You understand that? So it's how we read it. It's still the same, but we can read it one way. I've got a half a tank of gas, or I I'm half empty. Still it's the same. But the same God's word, God's speaking very closely. We can't be half good and half evil. We're according to God's degree that we're either are or we're not. We can't read it like we do our gas tank. We're not half and half. God sees us in a very special light. He sees us not as we are, but where we're going to arrive after he works through our lives. So he sees us as a new creature in Christ Jesus. When we become saved, we have that newness of life. But that is only for a short distance. It's like everything in this life weathers through time. And we can have a new experience, Lord Jesus Christ, but that's the first step. From that time on, we need to enlarge ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to have those around about us that have grown up enough to help us, to shelter us, to help us, to protect us, to give that insight that we need to go on deeper in the Lord our God. And this is what God expects. It takes time. It takes courage to do this. But if we will stay where we should be living, God will bless us. He'll bring a place of success. I didn't want to say this, but the Lord told me I had to. When my life started out, it wasn't where it is today. I had to grow. And about 30 years ago, God spoke to me in a night. And he told me because I had changed, he was going to give me extra life. And he was going to help me to be what I can't do within myself. But he would teach me his ways. At that point, I really didn't know what the end would be. But I had to have faith in him that he was going to bring me through it. And basically, that's the way it is with God. We don't know how we're going to get there, but we know that God will take us. He wants us to have that trust and ability in him and not man, but he will take us through. Now, if he desires for you to go someplace that man teaches, that's God's will. But what I'm saying, God is the leader. And I believe this, we have to literally say, Lord, I give you my all. Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God is saying that we're just giving our meager service if we give him our whole body. And this is the Lord speaking. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. And we might say, well, some people say, well, God's narrow. But God sees us as what we're seeing, striving for. He sees if we have some wickedness in us, even though he sees us beyond that wicked, we got to work that out of us because it's contagious. We have evil in us. After a while, it doesn't stay the same. It grows and deteriorates us in our mind. It deteriorates our spirit. It deteriorates our channel of love. When we're first saved, we can have evil in us, and it's not deteriorated at that time. It's got a time that gives you a time to call upon God. It gives you a time to resist the devil, and he will flee from it. He gives you a time to call upon God, and he will help you. But if you become lax, and not stay in where we should be, and not really sure of yourself, you'll put your place in that you can't trust in God. You find yourself without that purpose within you to keep going on. And the enemy comes that way to kill, destroy, and steal that which God has given us. God has given us help from on high to help us through this time of struggling. We actually struggle through those times, and hopefully as we go through it, we get into a place of rest. We get into a place of peace. That after a while, the Bible says we don't go through these things. But God wants us to struggle for a while for our betterment. It means he's trying us. When he made us as his children, that we would grow into what he represents. We put on his nature. Now, when we first come to the Lord, we don't have the nature of righteousness, but we grow into it. We grow, and we don't have something to brag about. We never do. But we know that God is moving in our lives in a very special way that we might be align ourselves with God's glory. That we'd have that peace that passes all understanding. And then the Spirit of God, we're not going to even talk there, but God wants us to get
basically our directions freed from the things, the oppression that comes upon this world. When we came to this world, we have problems. We have anger. We have heartaches. And that goes along even when we're all the time. But we have, say, anger. We can be lustful. With all these things, we can be hateful. We can be envious, jealous. All these are part of us that we come to God and God accepts us in that area that we might grow out of those into perfection. And it takes a while serving God, and it takes a while to say, to commit yourself, say that I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect in my Lord. As you start walking, God does not hold you responsible for some of those things, and he that knoweth do right and doeth not to him to sin. So before you know it's wrong, it's not sin to you. God gives you that grace period that's alive within you, and you're just as good as anyone else is. But when God starts speaking in your heart and says, my child, no longer do that, then we're supposed to be open to our Heavenly Father, and he does it for our betterment, that we might grow into his nature. See, we don't want to leave this world without having his nature within us, because it's going to be impossible to get into heaven, basically, unless we start growing in his nature. Now, a child, if they go on to the Lord, they're automatically in his presence. They accepted Jesus Christ, and they're right with God. The Lord was showing me this yesterday. If you go 1,000 years in the Lord, you should still continually grow up that slope toward him. It brings you into perfection. But if you would die at one day, you're just as saved you just as much as later on. But you grow, you keep growing into his likeness. And we that have that extra time, God wants to bring us to a place, all of us to a place that we can have, we can assure to ourselves, be a testimony unto the Lord that we know it's wonderful to walk in his presence. Walk being an overcomer. See, we should want to serve God. We should not do it just for duty. And many of us, we do it just for duty's sake. We do it just to what people think. Well, you know, if you're a Christian, you're a good person. No, the good person comes through serving God. The good person comes to having the love of God come through you and touch you in a very powerful way, that you might have that understanding from heaven that God loves me so much that I want his presence within us. And that's what's wrong many times with our places. We have sin in the camp. Sin's in the churches. It's in there. It's in every place. And I'm not there judging, but God has showed me this. He reaffirmed it this morning. Sin is abound. Now, God forgives that sin. That's what this church is about, is bringing sin in it, that sin will be discovered by heaven, and through the channels that God uses through the church, this sin will be handled right, that person will be set free from sin and grow in the nature of God. But it's not being taken place because they're not using the equipment that God has given them. They have let go, basically, of some of the basics that God wishes for. Prayer, moving by the Spirit of God, are very valuable, and reading the precious word to lean on the thing that God, he has given us tools to work with. If we let not these tools that we have that he's given us, we won't use them, then we become defenseless against the things that we're coming against. And we're going to face onslaughts of trouble without the Spirit of God. But God will bring you in. If you'll stay where we should be, you're not going to have any surge of troubles. A surge is when something comes upon you at that time, a load comes upon you that you can't handle it. But you can handle it with God. A surge of, and God will help you go through those periods of heavy, hard tactics that the enemy can come against you. You can grow in his nature and the nature of God. God understands our heart. He knows more about us than we do. Well, we must start getting familiar with him being our leader, to him being our guide, him to be our lover, our friend, our father. He is the one that made us, that he brought us through this world of turmoil and every, yes, you cannot believe. It's terrible, basically, what we go through. But we have courage with God that we're going to be more than conquerors through him which loved us. We need to be persuaded neither life nor death nor height nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is power through the Spirit of God. There is atonement through the blood of Jesus. God has privileged us to take on his son and be the son of him that we would take on as an heir of God. He privileged us to come through this life of challenges day by day that he have challenges, the right challenges, and we lean not in our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths, that we will not be not wise in our own eyes, but we will depart from evil and come into God's glory with thanksgiving. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I'll magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. This should start be generated in your innermost being, that pretty soon you like spontaneous combustion. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. I love the Lord, and I praise Him. I will lift my eyes to the hills, whence cometh my help. This becomes a living, you become a living oracle, a living flow of God's Spirit that flows through you, and by your words you're justified, or by your words you're condemned. There's power in the Word of God, and we should come to the place that we start speaking the things of God. You can't speak it till you start coming to that depth where you know what there's power in the tongue. That means that's why this vessel has to be an overcomer in some degree. Now this overcomer, you go in Him, and you can do things now that I couldn't do. One time I did, but we grow through them. And that's why we judge not. We move through the Spirit. And that's why it's all fair, everyone. If you're one day with Christ, or you're 50 years with Christ, or you're 10 years with Christ, it's the same. Because God wants us to bring that performance level up to a certain level. Some people may be only getting 80%, but that's passable. Yeah, I think maybe with God, 50% is passable. But there's some that should come up to 90%. There's a obtain. The Bible says that we might walk in perfection. God wants His church to be alive and real. But there's sin in the camp. The enemy has come in like a flood. He's come in to take over the churches. He's come in. And the Thessalonians, it says He comes in and sit in the temple of God. He comes there to view the people. And many times we don't even see His ugly head. I have seen terribleness in churches. And I believe it's every church unless they have God. I've seen pastors get angry and get up and preach. And I've seen, I went to them, says you shouldn't preach. They went ahead and did it anyway. But this is from the wrong side. I don't care how we picture it, it's wrong. God wants us to be straight with Him, straight with God, and be comforted by the Holy Ghost. The people that's the shepherds of God should be without troubles to some degree. God uses, but there comes a time that we should start getting prepared for what's ahead of us. America, the churches are not ready, prepared what's coming very shortly. And it takes perfection through the Spirit of God to be able to handle what's before us. And it takes the clothing of God's glory upon us that we can elevate to a certain degree that we can walk in His favor, walk in His counsel, walk in His judgment, that we would not be favoring the things of darkness. We'd favor the things of God, that we'd be instruments of righteousness to show for His glory. God calls us out from a world of anger. He calls us out of homes. Maybe there's no power, but you can grow wherever you are in life. You can grow to the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will bless you. He will make His face to shine upon you. He'll put His countenance upon you, and He will raise you up in a very mighty way. But we got to grow by His Word. We got to grow through prayer. We got to grow through right doing, serving the Lord out of a pure heart. We can't have anger. That's not a luxury that we can have. We don't have that luxury over here that I can just do what I wish, what I want, yes, what I wish. We got to do what God wishes. We can't do what we want. We got to do what God wants. We're living a time when God's coming very soon. And I'm just trying to get everybody with God's help, get people up to par, that people will be ready for His coming, because people are not ready. They're not ready. They got things they're doing. I was reading just a little bit ago in the Word of God, Amos, beds of ivory. And the Lord started showing me this is what America is. We have light things. And I didn't, told Brother Clint, I did not remember. But in that dream, that was one of the things, the early stages of that, that I'm going to, because I didn't, God didn't show me until a minute ago, but it was part of it. The people were living with great blessings. They didn't want to lose what they had. Their homes with fancy clothes, with all the good things. America's blessed with it. God's not against that, but it's because it becomes ahead of our Heavenly Father. Seek him first, and then all these things shall be added unto you. We have to place it in order that God is the center. He is the meaning of my life. And many times people are stripped of these things because they can't handle anything. They lose out with God. And God wishes for some people to be snipped into heaven really early that they'll make heaven. Sometimes our lives are shortened because God says, I want you to make heaven at all means, and I'll let you stay here. There's some things that's going to deteriorate in your life. You're going to miss out. God sees the latter day. He sees that latter time. And we must prepare that God is merciful. God's there with the outreach of his hands upon us continually. His eyes are continually upon the righteous. He even knows what the enemy's doing. But his eye is on the righteous. It means he's there to continually help you. His eye is on everything. But he is there to help the beloved. He's there to help the saints. Those who have lived properly before the Lord thy God. He will prosper them in a very special way. The anointing of God shall be upon them. They'll be sheltered. They'll be protected. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That becomes reality. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. This is for the saints. It's for the saints. It's not for everybody that says it. It's for the saints. It's God's promises. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. This is for the saints of God. Call on me and I will answer. It's for the saints of God. God be for us. Who can be against us? It's not for the wicked. The wicked use these things as phrases. But I tell you, it's not for them. This is the promise of God. The promise of God is to those that overcome, those that seek God. And a great God will reward you openly that you might be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, a vessel that your attention continually goes to God. That your living is not so loose that you let things come between you and the Lord. At daytime you have a tendency to go off in la la land and you let him go of him. God wants us continually all of our days that he is with us. This is hard to adjust to, but that's what God wishes to, because we're going to miss it. The enemy comes in, he knows when we're weak. When we're weak, he comes and bombards us, and pretty soon he will so warp our thinking that he'll come and says, you're so wonderful. You know, he'll tell you things that you want to hear. And those things that we want to hear, we got to know that that's from the enemy. God says, that's when you can tell when a message comes from the Lord in prophecy. It's generally to you, because we're not where we should be. And these messages that comes, oh, my people, you're so loved. That's from the enemy, but it's not from God. That's coming as the Old Testament's full of them. God says the same. I come to love my people, but I challenge them all the time. I chastise those whom we love it. God chastises with the word. He chastises that his peace shall be upon us, that we'll be a servant of righteousness, that we'll be a servant of praise. That I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Many people are not fit for the plow. Many people are not fit to pray for people. They haven't come to that milestone. But God's wanting us to come in that place of servanthood, of serving him with our whole heart. And I have to say that my Heavenly Father, the Spirit of God is showing me that many, many, many in this last days are wandering. I'm not trying to be critical, but I just know that people go to church. A lot of their effort is for their boats, their airplanes. Now, nothing be wrong with any of these if God's first. But where the trouble is, he doesn't stay first. Your mind goes, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So a man thinketh his heart, so is he. So when we start getting these wanderings, our minds wanders, that's the time to pray through. We should have how will keep in perfect peace his mind stayed on thee. That's a secret. This is a secret. That's when you know where you should be. If your mind is going out here, and that's why chit-chat sometimes is dangerous, because it has a tendency to bring us in a place of laughter, and we takes away the cutting edge that God's dealing with us. You know, I know that people can't understand this, but God wishes for us to actually put forth a real desperate effort in this last hour, because he's coming very soon. If you miss it, you got a few days of fun, but you're going to lose it. You're going to be in hell forever. If you just hang on to God, God will make it where you go to heaven. You're going to be a king and a priest. for 1,000 years. It's coming very soon. And the churches are not ready for this. They've got big programs. They can wonder how they're going to have Sunday school departments. But the bottom line is how their heart is with God. Nice to have big churches, but it must be run by God. It has to be run by Him. I'm not being critical, but God wishes, because it's His department. We don't own the churches. Only thing that we can do is with our own selves. But we need to be responsible for our own lives. And I would rather live out under the juniper bush or whatever and having God. And live in one of the biggest places and have the plaza man, oh, brother so-and-so, you're so wonderful. You know, I don't need that. I need God's approval. And anything that's less than that, we're going to miss it. God's a jealous God. He's a God of love. He wants you so desperately that He doesn't want the wicked one to force out of His mighty hands. He is here to touch you, to grip on you, to support you. But we undo ourselves. We say, Lord, I want to do this so bad. I'll come back next week. I'll start praying next week. We find ourselves going down that old back trail again. God wants us to keep ourselves renewed at all time because judgment is coming. God's coming through the clouds of glory. He loves us so much. He made earth, basically, that we would, mankind, in the 5th chapter of James, and I said it last night, I asked for correction. I said 6th chapter. There's not a 6th chapter in the book of James. God showed me right then why I said that, because we cannot go on what we know. God's God. I said wrong. See? And I was in a place of preaching. But I said wrong. Didn't hurt nothing, basically. But I said wrong. And that's what we are in life. We're going to say wrong. We're going to do things wrong. Unless God is a supporting factor. His factor is glorious. He supports us. He uplifts us. He encourages us. And He is very vital that our vital signs will not be our blood pressure, but it'll be so much, but our blood pressure will be right. He says, He giveth peace to those that call upon Him. Perfect peace. Perfect love. God will, I believe that we can get in that place to the place that we receive healing from our Heavenly Father. In this, if we take our blood pressures and everything in our body, they're going to come down to normal. But anytime we come against God, where our blood pressures come up, we start, well, anytime our thinking is wrong, they put a blood pressure, we'd be up. Because if our mind is on something we shouldn't be, it has a tendency to raise us up, our heart rate gets up, and our thinking gets wrong, and we start going off the ditch very fast, and that slope carries us to the booger man. It carries us to a bad position with God. God wants us to refresh ourselves with the glory from heaven, that we will walk in His heavenly light every day of our lives, that we might walk in glory to Him. You know, people think you're too harsh. I love people. And the bottom line is, if we miss heaven, anyone's hearing my voice, if you miss heaven this day, you've missed it. And God has a reason for us to be sanctified by His blood. Jesus paid in full, and He gave us the tools that we can pray, we can call upon Him, that we put Him first, we're going to be where we should be, that we can have life. But any time we put one of these areas off, we just cannot make it with one cylinder dead. We don't pray, we're dead in that area. We don't read the Word of God, we're sort of wounded in that area. We're not nice to people, that puts us down. If we're not loving, that puts us down. All these are motivating areas that we need to have correction. This person here needs it too. And I have to work on it every second of my life. I desire that I'll not hurt a fly. I desire that God's presence will be real, so real that people will see it in their heart. And I give God the glory. But God wants us to manifest Himself in us. We are the vessel He's speaking to. He's speaking to everybody that's in my voice tonight, that we want to be changed into His likeness. That we are a vessel that God said, that's my chosen beloved. I love them. And I will do anything for them. I will fight their fight. I shall defend them. And I shall be them through life's toils. And I will not permit that anything overtake them through this life that they cannot handle. For I am greater. I, the Lord thy God, shall permit my glory upon thee, and thou wilt not have to be afraid. Come to me, ye ones, and I shall shelter thee. Come, for I loveth thee. Come, my spirit is upon thee, and I shall help thee, that thou might endure life's struggles with gladness of heart, that thou would no longer be a failure, but thou would walk in my blessings. For I wish to bless my people. I wish to pour upon them a mighty blessing. But I say my church, my people, are far from me this day. They have greater things. They think about success. And success many times will separate you from the Lord thy God, will separate your heart. Your heart will be romanced by the things of this world. And that romance will take you from the heart of God. That will take you to a place that you can no longer hear from me. For my spirit is truly here this day, says the Spirit of God. My glory is here. My power is here. Yes, the success of your life comes through me, your Lord. Call upon me. Seek me. And ye shall find me. For I say there is no other that can help you. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal what you have. He wishes to have you maimed. He wishes to have you miss heaven. He wishes that you're no longer a good person. He wants to take you to the place that he would put you in bars, behind bars this world. He wishes that you're sick in the hospital. He wants you to be on the sideline of life. But I wish this day that thou shalt live, that thou would be prosperous, that thou would not conduct thyself the course of this world. Because I said there's too many false places that all my people can fall. I say the hospital beds are very treacherous to be in. I say the doctors cannot pull you through. But I, the Lord thy God, am here to choose thee this day that thou may wise as the serpent, but on fire and as tender hearted as a little creature upon earth. I wish you to understand that I, the Lord thy God, am here to strengthen you, to uphold you, to lift you up, to encourage you. And I say the enemy comes constantly to overtake you. He makes you tired. He wishes you to be tired well-doing. But I say this day, thou must call, and I shall help thee. Be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap if you faint not. I say this day, my people need to refresh themselves in my word. The things of this world will pull you down, but my power will encourage you. My power will lift you up. Serve me, seek me, and ye shall surely find me. For I say, many of my people are living a life of waste. The end of their days, they will not receive the prize. They will not receive that blessing. For many people are going to a devilish place. But I do not want that for my people, beloved. I wish for my people to have my joy, to have everything. I wish to take care of my people. I wish to supply their every needs. And I shall prosper them. And I shall make it very plain to them. Cannot my people see what I'm telling you this day? I wish to help thee. I wish to enlarge thy blessing. I wish to heal thy body. I wish to give thee joy unspeakable. And I say these things the world cannot offer you what I wish to give you. The enemy sneers. He says these promises, but he's a liar. And I say the Lord thy God is truthful, saith the Spirit of God. I will not lie to thee, my ones. I will keep thee, and I shall give thee encouragement this night. For I say, the day is dark before my people, a very dark time before my people, a day of darkness. And that's why you need that heavenly sunshine. You need that heavenly direction by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I shall even send my angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, even though thou would dash thy foot against the stone. For I, the Lord thy God, loveth thee. Call to me this day, and I shall strengthen thee. I shall help thee. Be not afraid, for I have not given thee a spirit of fear, but a power, love and a sound mind. Seek my face, for I loveth those that will call upon me. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing here today. I pray for your mighty hand to be upon your beloved this day in a mighty way. I pray that you open the windows of heaven to each one. And Father, I pray that you supply their every need. And Father, I pray that you encourage these ones that have never really know the way. I pray that you come, have them, draw them by your mighty spirit. Draw them to a place of earnesty of their heart, that they earnestly desire the living God. They earnestly desire the things from heaven. They earnestly desire that heavenly home. They desire the things that you can only give. The enemy has the tragedies. All the things, the places you go are so sinful. And we need to abstain from all appearance of sin in our lives. And within some of these places, we should not be there. We should not be a thought in our being that we want to go to these things, because they have a tendency to pull us down, that we no longer have the joy of the Lord. When we lose the joy of the Lord, we're losing part of God. We need to be filled with our joy forevermore. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your people. Encourage them in a mighty way. Father, we just pray for all these in the internet today. We pray that you'd open the windows of heaven this day. Move upon them as only you can. I pray for those out there that call upon you today, as you see them, as they repent, that you forgive them, you show them, you give them a new start, a new hope, a new direction. And Father, we just pray this into being this day. We thank you for thy wonderful love. We thank you for thy wonderful peace. We thank you for thy wonderful joy. What a wonderful day. We just give you praise and honor. We thank you. What a privilege, hallelujah, knowing you this day. We love you. We praise you. Wonderful Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Many think I'm a radical, Lord, but I love you. I don't really care. I want to serve you. I want to have that peace. I want to have that heavenly shine from heaven on my being at all time, that I would be that vessel of praise. I wish to be more for you right now. I want to say that myself, Lord, I want more than I've ever had. I want to do thy will. I want to walk in thy presence. I want to walk pleasing you in everything that I do, that I say, that I, this is just a little bit what I want to do. I want to do greater things for you this day. And Father, I pray that your people will feel that also. I want to do more than I've ever done. I want to be a greater example of your love. I want to be more pleasing to you, O Lord. I want to walk worthy of your calling. I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I thank you for this day. Jesus, I thank you. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, I'm thankful for thy love. I thank you, God, for all you've done. God the Father, God the Son, I thank you for all thy whole surroundings. It's beyond my imagination what you are, but I know that you're wonderful, and I thank you for this wonderful day. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.